Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Entertainment News, time for Dana's Dirt.
Yeah, dozens of drivers and their crews followed Bubba Wallace's car in a show of support yesterday as it was pushed to the starting line before yesterday's Geico 500. It was really something to
see. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, NASCAR said that whoever put the noose in Bubba's garage stall is going to be banned for life, just waiting to see if they can track down who this person is. But here's some of what Bubba had to say.
The deal that happened yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile, and I'm going to keep on going. I've been a part of this sport for a really long time. The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here.
Him standing up on that platform with all those drivers and everybody standing by his side, and him taking like a selfie or a picture or whatever, was just like, oh my gosh, so powerful.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the coverage, and then I saw that clip because our buddy at News 6, Justin Warmoth, posted. I'm like, that's an awesome clip. Yeah. What a moment. Mm-hmm. But you know, I love Dale Earnhardt Jr. When we were out at the 500, the year that we got to go and broadcast out there, he was there. He's signing books. I could not find him. I was like, where is Dale Earnhardt Jr.? Yeah, but I saw him post yesterday. It was the first thing I saw since I follow him on Twitter, and then was all over the coverage, and just what needed to happen. And director Joel Schumacher passed away. He died of cancer yesterday. He was 80 years old. His movies include The Lost Boys, St. Elmo's Fire, A Time to Kill, The Phantom of the Opera, Batman and Robin. I mean, you just go on and on and on with
what
all
a resume. Unbelievable. Lost a good one yesterday.
Lin-Manuel Miranda had to remove two colorful words from Hamilton for its debut on Disney Plus. It's coming on my birthday, July 3rd. We can all watch together.
Oh, okay.
party.
What are the two words, Dana?
He said, I literally gave two... Can I say it?
I don't even know if you can say it.
I literally gave two bleeps back so the kids could see it. I literally gave two bleeps, yeah.
Picture the worst word of fun. Yeah. It's funny, I've seen it. I don't even remember it. I don't remember when they said it. I don't. I know you're so disappointed.
I'm the only one that hasn't heard the soundtrack yet.
Okay, so we got to see Hamilton when it came here. And then the lottery in like Tampa or Miami or something. I took my sister. I couldn't believe I won that lottery. And Jay doesn't like musicals, so he's
heard.
The only one like not moved by this. Meanwhile, it's like... just my
crying next to me and just on the edge of their seat, and I'm looking at the playbill going, three more songs until I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. He's like, are they going to sing everything?
Every song.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
It's called The Daily Dilemma. It's a place you come right here on Mix 105.1. If you need a little bit of advice with your relationship, coworkers, family, it doesn't matter. She needs some advice with her guy. See if I can help her out.
How do I get it through to my fiancé? I'm not tired of him. I just need a break every so often. He comes from like a really big family, and he just wants to be together 24/7. I'm like, that's sweet and everything, but everyone needs a little personal space and some free time. I don't know. It's not like I'm doing anything crazy fun things without him, and I'm not like going out with the girls all the time. I want to go to the pool and just walk around and window shop by myself. It's just relaxing, and I need that time. You know, everybody needs time. He just always is asking me if something's wrong, and he doesn't understand a long time and wants to keep talking about it, and I am just completely frustrated, and I just don't know how to explain it to him that alone time is good and healthy.
She sounds exhausted. She sounds mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted. Hey, I'm going to go to the pool today. Sweet. What time are we going? No. There's no we. It's me.
So the funny thing really about this is I'm listening to this, and I hope, obviously, I mean, that everything works out for them.
Right.
But it sounds like you and I. Like you were Mr. I don't want to be alone, all the togetherness in the world.
My wife and daughter Lee are gone.
I'm the polar opposite of that. It's like, why are you following me and still talking to me? Me walking away, like that, what does that tell you?
Dana will say, find a place and sit down. So, yeah, she sounds exhausted. And it's, I mean, I do. I come from a very big family with a lot of 15 aunts and uncles. I mean, so I'm used to being around large groups of people. I love entertaining. I don't
like this guy.
Being alone. Yeah. I'm 100% this guy. So I feel for him when she doesn't want to be around him. So I totally get it. But
he's got to be more confident. He just does.
He's got to be more observant in her behavior when she says, I want to be alone. Time. Yeah, he's got to find a hobby that involves like reading or something.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Today's Daily Dilemma, he can't get it through his head that she just needs a little bit of alone time. Look, buddy, if she's telling you that she really needs this and it's important to her, you do have to respect that.
You're just going to get a better version of her when you do spend time together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm refreshed now and I can't wait to be around you rather than, oh, it's you again. Laura, good morning. Sound familiar?
Sounds very familiar. And it's a very difficult situation. My husband has so many friends, but since we got married, he never sees them. I got married at 41 years old. Didn't think I was ever going to get married, so I'm used to being alone, and I need that alone time.
So what advice do you have for this guy?
For this guy, let her be her. If he loves her for everything that she is, try to understand and not take it personal, but she just needs a little bit of time to decompress herself. Read a book, go to the pool, whatever it is. It's nothing personal.
100%.
I know.
I'm that person you are. My husband wants to lay on the couch and watch TV together 24/7 and when I get home from work. And I want to go in the other room and watch my shows and go out to the pool and just leave me alone. Let me decompress for an hour, half an hour, whatever it is. Stop following me. I stop and you bump into me.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kid Smarts!
Here's our kid today.
Hi, my name's Evelina, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Front Park. I'm going into fourth grade. I like to skate and be on the radio. And I love my family.
Stacy in Davenport is going to be our player for Kid Smarts this morning. All right, we just met Evelina, and I asked her, our fourth grader, who wrote the book Green Eggs and Ham. Will she know who that is?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's find out the answer. Who is it, Evelina?
Dr. Seuss.
That is correct. What is the fastest animal on land?
Yeah, I think she'll know that.
Is it a cheetah?
You better believe it's a cheetah. Mm-hmm. Final question. See if she can go 3 for 3. How many numbers are there in a local telephone number if you were to dial it?
I'm going to say no.
No. What's the answer?
I don't know.
It's 10.
Yeah. But it's a, come on.
That's a tough one. She's a smart kid. You had to throw a curveball at her somehow.
Yes, she is.
Hey, for you, you got a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill where you can get those family bundles starting at $30 for up to 5 people. You can check them out at bonefishgrill.com. Thanks for playing with us.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Are you good at the art of persuasion? Should be a debater, lawyer. Change my mind. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but see if you agree or disagree. It's completely fine to date more than one person at a time as long as you're not in a relationship.
Absolutely.
I disagree.
Why?
I disagree. I think that if you say that you are dating someone, for example, I haven't dated somebody in a long time. I married my high school sweetheart. But if my son came up to me and said, I'm dating Susan, I would assume in my head that you are exclusive with Susan. And if you were out somewhere else and Susan walked by and you're on a date with somebody else, there's going to be a problem.
No, then you're that would be the definition of a relationship.
Exactly.
Then you're in a relationship with Susan.
I guess it all depends on that fine line of how you two discuss it and figure it out. Like, are we exclusive or are we not exclusive? Or I guess if you set it up from the beginning, I'm going to be dating around.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
then
if you're
okay.
just if you're dating, I mean, if you're like, let's say you're on some dating app and you say yes to dates with five different people because you're just looking for the person that you do want to get into a relationship with, you may go on one or two dates with these people
exactly.
and not hit it off with any of them. So you're not actually in a relationship just because you go on like a date or
I
a date
know.
Or two.
I feel like
I've never done it. I only date one person at a time, and I like to leave a gap in between, and like that isn't for me. Juggling different people. I don't know how people have the energy for that. But no, I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Okay, because I feel like once you use that term, we are dating. That is like back in the day, I hand you a note. Will you go with me? Oh yes, no, maybe. You circle yes. We are now dating, and we are exclusive. Dana is off the market.
I mean, if you say it in that way,
right.
So there's a difference between dating
right.
or we are dating. Like, that's like you're saying we're in a relationship. We're dating. What are you doing?
Right.
You
know? I guess it's all on how you phrase it.
Yeah.
All right. Can you change my mind?
And Dana's Morning Mix.
Did I change my mind? The question is it's completely fine to date more than one person at a time as long as you are not in a quote-unquote relationship? I disagree. I say if you're, say we're dating, you're dating.
That's not what you said.
One and done.
No, it's not. No.
You don't date around. Derek, do you agree or disagree with me?
I disagree with you. If you are in a relationship, that's different from dating. If you say, hey, we are dating, there's an implication of relationship. But if you're just dating people... So you were saying that if you're in a relationship and if you both say, hey, we are dating, then yeah, there's that implication. But if I'm just dating people, I'm just dating.
So you don't have to be clear and forward right at the beginning and like, look, I'm dating around.
No, I don't think so. Until you guys get to a point where you have a conversation and say, hey, we're exclusive. Or, you know, it's like if you're seeing that person 4 and 5 times a week. Then, I kind of think that you've moved into that level. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe you're seeing that person 4 or 5 times a week for dinner, someone else for lunch, someone else in the evening for dessert. I don't know.
That is exhausting.
That would be. But if you're in a relationship, then, you're exclusive. But if you're dating, it doesn't necessarily imply a relationship.
Okay. Thank you, Derek. Still didn't change my mind.
Mix 105.1.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
Make a smile, Dana. Tell us some good news.
Yeah, so check on your friends and family in Ocala. Another big Florida Lottery scratch-off game winner, sort of in our neck of the woods. Her name is Joanne. She's 55. And she just won $2 million. With the scratch-off game Cash Word. So she's almost local
Aunt
in Ocala.
Joanne.
Yeah. I was in Ocala yesterday. Come on.
She went for the lump sum payment of nearly $1.5 million.
I would too.
I want a lump sum.
It's your dream.
Chantel, what do you have?
So yesterday brought on some amazing news. And Jay, you will love this just as well. So live sports are back. They're coming back. MLB owners voted to proceed with this year's season based on the agreement from back in March. So spring training is supposed to happen by July 1st with the season starting late July. And I am just ready to hear play ball. There's going to be about 60 games.
I can't wait. That's 60 more. More than we have right now, I'll take it. Well, I got this guy, and you might even know him. His name is Billy Flanagan, and he's been an entertainer at Walt Disney World for nearly 40 years now. He's ridden his bicycle thousands of miles the past few months with a simple mission just to deliver a little cheer. He says, I ding-dong the doorbell, I back up, I do my little song and dance. It's a simple song. He personalized it for each person.
They get
their own song, and then he's on to the next. It's called You've Been Flanagrammed.
Oh, my gosh.
On his last name.
Well, he knows he's not finished until I see him, right?
Well, you better believe it. 3,000 miles, add 17 more to come over here to Maitland.
Wow.
So we hope to see you soon, Billy.
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
This is Mix 105.1.